We'll be late.
Yes, but Anton, if you make rabbits illegal, they'll just go underground.
You don't know what you're talking about.
No, I do. That's Milton Jones. He's famous. He takes all those brilliant photos of animals.
Well, I used to, but I gave it up when that giraffe got stuck in the photo booth.
What?
That's animal cruelty.
Yeah, that's right.
Let's all calm down. Milton Jones is one of the world's premier photographers, and you have to accept his methods are a little unorthodox.
Yeah, there's more than one way to skin a cat.
Oh, off through here, Milton.
As I look back on my career as a photographer, it's all been a bit of a blur. It's true, I had a lucky break when I got some pictures published in a medical journal of close-ups of my finger. And after that, I had an assignment with the military. We were embedded with some US Marines deep inside enemy territory when suddenly we were compromised.
Put your hands up. You are totally surrounded.
How on earth did you know we were here?
We saw your tiny white flag waving from across the valley.
That can't be. Marines never surrender.
Can someone give me a hand drying these Polaroids?
I think we found the problem.
But here I am on my very first fashion shoot, surrounded by supermodels. But I'm not nervous. I'll just treat it like I do a wildlife shoot.
Milton, why are you putting a saucer of milk on the catwalk? Please tell me it's not because you think...
Well, there must be some live cats backstage, surely. All the owners are coming out with torn clothing.
No. Milton, that's the fashion at the moment. Ripped clothing. It's chic.
Oh, I see. There, how's that?
Not bad. You know, I might just pop some more trousers on while you set up for the shoot.
What is going on here?
Ah, Milton, this is the man whose clothes you'll be photographing. Gunther von Pfefferschnitzel. He's a very radical designer.
I love the tiny trousers.
Thank you.
And who are you, Mr. Big Telephoto?
Milton Jones, hello.
And who are you working for?
I've just told you, hello.
Hello?
Listen, there's no need to get excited. Just ask me how I am and then who I work for.
Very well. How are you and who do you work for?
Just Dandy, to both those questions.
You are working for the comic paper The Dandy? And they sent you to cover my new fashion launch?
Milton is actually quite a prestigious photographer.
Yeah, you know that famous picture of the Earth taken from space?
Yes, of course. That is a wonderful photo.
Well, if you look really carefully, I'm in it.
I can't believe this. Tell me the truth. Who are you really working for?
Actually, it's Nuts magazine.
No. I will not have my beautiful clothes in that tawdry publication.
No, Nuts magazine. This is the weekly roundup of all that's new in the world of nuts and seeds. Very popular. I know squirrels who literally devour it.
And, of course, being so healthy, all the models subscribe to it.
Oh, nonsense. Name me one superstar who would have anything to do with this Nuts magazine.
Halle Berry?
Don't worry, Herr Pfefferschnitzel. Milton has an instinctive understanding of fashion.
Yes, I've heard great things about your spring collection.
Oh, well, thank you.
When exactly did you start collecting springs? I mean, I had a bin collection once. Then one Monday, these blokes came along with a lorry.
Milton Jones. Hey.
And so I set up my camera position and the show began. All the girls walked confidently up to the camera. But then it was as if they got nervous when they realized it was me behind the lens. And then they just turned and walked back again exactly where they came from. But one stood out above all the rest. Anton, who is she?
That is Lola de Dominguez. Apparently she's the new face of Calvin Klein.
Wow, he must be very pleased. He's done a pretty good job with his legs, too. I've got to get a close-up. Anton! I think we'll go F2 at 400. Yes, yes.
Do you want to zoom?
No, let's have a nice lolly afterwards.
Light reading?
Try Catherine Cookson, I'm busy.
Lens cap?
Here you are, Len.
Oh, cheers, I was looking for that.
You see, originally I'd been inspired to become a photographer by my Uncle Medwin Jones. For years I thought he had a metal face and a long black nose. But of course it was just that he was always using a camera. And he had a long black nose. One of my earliest memories is helping him in his dark room.
Now, Milton, this is called a dark room. And all the glass developing tanks are all laid out here, so do be careful.
Oh. Sorry, Uncle.
I haven't turned the light off yet. Listen, Milton, if you want to be a photographer, you have to be able to develop your own pictures. Right, give me the negatives.
No one likes you and your breath smells.
Okay, better forget that. Look, this is my latest reel of film.
Wow, this is real social commentary. A funeral in Harlem.
No, you're looking at the...